give us a quick 411 on what Q2 is all about, kind of your mission, your goals, product services, that type of stuff.
Yeah, Q2, here our mission is to strengthen communities by strengthening community financial institutions. Really important to our mission to make sure that we ensure long-term that there aren't just five banks in America. We want to make sure that the folks that are doing 75% of the small business loans and that are actually taking care of growing communities and creating jobs, we want to make sure that there are banks around that know those people, those businesses that know the real estate, that can make the right loans, that will support the growth within these communities. And so that's really what our mission is. And that's, we believe that technology is going to be what levels the playing field. No longer is it real estate that makes the community bank, the community credit union really have influence. It is technology so that they can go and attract new users, attract millennials, attract the unbanked or the debanked. We want to make sure that our technology helps our customers do that so that they can grow not only their business, but make sure that they can grow and create healthy and strong financial communities that where these people live and work every day.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are really kind of enhancing the value of credit unions and banks as well, community banks, I mean, in the local community to create them as a primary financial resource. Sounds like that's kind of like right up your alley as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Using technology.
Yeah, we really want to make sure that we believe a lot like a local restaurant. You know, people want to eat at local restaurants because they have the flavor and the character and the charm and the sourcing of their goods locally. We also believe that people strongly want to bank at community financial institutions, and in a large part that's credit unions today because of their connection to the organizations and groups that they serve for their members. And so it's really important for us to make sure that we focus at all levels of delivering a fantastic technology experience so that their members can bank anytime, anywhere, on any device. They can see their money. They can move their money. Very, very important for us to make sure that that's available to people anytime, anywhere, on any device. And that's what our technology platform helps them do.
Yeah, it's kind of a cohesive look across all the channels, correct?
Absolutely. We believe we're the only folks out there that can really make this claim, but we have the ability to build something one time and deliver it on any form factor the same, with the same experience, with the same workflows, with the same data, the same language preferences, and the same design across online, mobile, and tablet devices, so that consumers, and in this case credit union members, can actually do their banking on it. So we want to make sure that if someone has a banking strategy where they're going after millennials that are Spanish-speaking millennials, they can have an online application that is the same on the desktop, the tablet, and the mobile phone in Spanish, showing all the same data and all the same workflows across those. Most of the credit unions that I visit with tell me that their real differentiator in the market is service. And in our opinion, the definition of service is letting customers grow with you across their life, letting them grow with you, and not ripping them off one platform and giving them a new login, a new password, and new workflows, but just simply enhancing their feature functionality, their access, because that's how you would serve them if they came in your branch.
Exactly.
Well, technology doesn't usually work that way, but our technology does work, does work that way. So
it sounds like it's, I mean, as we continue to evolve in the financial technology services arena here, it sounds like this is expected now. I mean, it's almost a, not like, yeah, it's something nice to have. It's kind of like a have to, because the consumers are expecting a familiar look on each channel, like you said, on the desktop, on the tablet, on the mobile, and who knows where, on the Apple Watch these days. Who knows?
Exactly. Well, we believe it's not just, it is expected, but it's much harder to do. It's much harder to actually pull off, and it requires a single platform architecture, which many cannot boast. And so what it allows us to do is actually have our software act like Netflix, to where you can start a movie on one channel and finish it on another. Well, you can start a transaction on one of the devices and finish it on another. The only way you can do that is if they share the same platform and the same integration points. And so I know it sounds like it may not be that hard to pull off, but when you're talking about legacy core processing systems and imaging systems and credit card systems, very difficult to webify that and unify it. And so that's what our platform helps them do. And so it lets them deliver a very easy, simple, and elegant experience that's the same on all these devices. And it's a real differentiator for the credit unions that use our software.
No doubt. There's a cool factor there as well, I would think.
Very much so. And I would think not just cool, but speaks very directly to their strategies. Mm-hmm. They want to grow in the millennial market. They want to grow with the money hawk market, for example. They want to make sure they can grow with those people. Well, those people are using and consuming software every single day that acts like this. Mm-hmm. And so they demand it. And so it's not just cool, but it is it's required. And it's important for their growth strategies to make sure that they have the ability to go and attack these different markets.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so, hey, you know, you guys have been named one of the top companies to work for in Austin the last 4 years. A nice run, I'd say.
Right.
So, I mean, what do you attribute to this success to? Because, you know, your virtual banking has kind of been your bread and butter for the last decade. I mean, and it's evolved. And you guys sound like you've been keeping step with, or not even keeping step, but keeping ahead of the curve as far as technology goes. It sounds like, I mean, what do you attribute to this success to, especially in such a progressive town like Austin?
Yeah, it's, you know, we do a lot of things here to make sure that every employee is brought on board with our onboarding process. So they learn about the mission, the vision, and the values of the company. Mm-hmm. They learn about our history. Our chairman and founder, as well as our president and CEO, speak with every single new hire here at our company.
Nice.
So they speak with nearly every prospect and customer that we visit with. So there's a great level of intimacy and access to the folks that are, you know, that started this company. So that's one thing.
Okay.
The next thing that we do is we're shaped and formed in some ways that make this a pretty cool place to work. A lot of access across the organization, from new people all the way up to senior managers and executive leadership team, to where there's constant mentoring and coaching going on with these people and interaction on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Whether it's on whiteboards where we're solving a problem together, whether it's in meetings where we're doing teaching and learning. But then there's also some of the pod structure that we have here within our organization, where we work in these things called two pizza teams, where design, development, quality assurance, and product people, as well as development people, all live and work together on these teams. And so there's a lot of teamwork that's going on and a lot of cross-department collaboration that is happening on a daily basis. And so when young people come here, it feels a whole lot more like you might picture an agency working than it does a stodgy banking software company. So we're really trying to infuse a lot of those practices that we hear from companies like Pixar, or concepts around a book that was written by a gentleman from Stanford University called The Designful Company. We really want to make sure that we operate in some different ways so that we can transform the way software is delivered to financial services, because we haven't seen a lot of people really shake this industry up from a visual metaphor standpoint and design, usability, touch surfaces, etc. We really need to make sure that we change that. So we have to operate in some different ways.